Hey, 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 welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Awesome. Welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. And today's topic is, how much does it really cost to start an agency, a home care agency? And I'm going to start this with one of my favorite verse. It's in Luke 14, verse 28, and it reads like this. Is there anyone here who, planning to build a new house, doesn't first sit down and figure the cost so you'll know if you can complete it? If you only get the foundations laid and then run out of money, you're going to look pretty foolish. Everyone passing by will poke fun at you. It's saying it started something it couldn't finish. So I definitely like this verse where it really encouraged that you start looking at how much this project will cost you before even getting started. So if you're doing that right now, and if you're listening to this podcast to help you figure that out, you are very wise. Yes. And my story with, as many of you may know, I own a home care agency. I currently own a home care agency. And my story, when I started the home care agency, it was really like a rash decision. I've been working as a nurse for a few years. When I first started, I loved it. It was everything that I ever wanted. But after being there for a few years, I got to the point where I was burnt out, frustrated, overworked, and underpaid, not feeling appreciated. And I did a different things to help relieve that burnt out. I went back to school to get my master's in nursing education. I switched floors and became an intensive care unit nurse to see if the change will help me cope better with the type of work that I was doing. But it didn't help. And I get to the point where it was really, really bad. I get to the point where I used to go to work, and on my drive to work, I'm talking to myself, asking if I really want to do this. I'm talking to myself, trying to basically hype myself up and say, Sue, I love my job. I love my job. I love my job on the way to work. And all of those things I've done, they didn't work. I got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. And I made a rash decision and I left my regular job and started my business. And that was a very rash decision. We were not prepared financially to take on such decision. And because we were not prepared financially to take such decision, that definitely added extra stress and overwhelm, not only to our business, but also into our personal lives. The first thing I knew that I did when I quit my job and started my business, the first thing I did to help prevent that financial stress was I will work my business Monday to Friday during the day. And then on Saturday and Sunday at nighttime, I will pick up as needed job with an agency to like bring in extra cash. But even with that, that still add overwhelm, frustration when you're trying to build a business, then you have a side job, you have a family, and you are not ready financially. I can't even remember a time where I consider selling all of my clothes off so I can have some cash flow in the business so we don't run out of the business. And when our cash was low, lots of times, we had to put our pride down it basically asks family members for loans in order to keep the business running. And I'm grateful for those family members that we have were in a position to help us, but not everybody are in this position to have someone really help you. And so that's why it's important that you know how much this is going to cost you, how much you'll need for your first year, second year, third year. It is super, super important. And one of the things, I was raised that in a culture where when you need something, you work for it and save the money and do it. That thought is a great thought, especially if it's in your personal life. Like, if I want to get this flower, great. Let's work, save the money, and pay for it. But when it becomes to business, that's one of the things. We had to shift our mindset to start looking at the business as an investment. And if you borrow money to start your business, it is an investment as opposed to a liability. So we had to understand when is borrowing the money is a liability or an investment. And especially when it comes to your business, I'm not telling you that to do that in your personal life, but when it comes to your business, we have to shift that mindset in looking at ways to fund our business, whether it's borrowing from families, borrowing from our 401k and things like that, to look at it not like as if you're borrowing and making a liability, but you're making an investment into your business. And the hope is for your business to be able to give you that back and more. So that's my story with starting without being financially stable. Can you do it? Yes, but it's gonna be overwhelming because starting a business, running a business takes time and money, especially in the first year. In the first year, it takes time for your business to get going. While your business is in the process to be up and running, you still have staff. You still have lots of expenses to pay. So you want to make sure you are financially stable, or you have access to the financial in order to do that. So I'm going to give you some of the items that you will need to spend money on as you're getting started with your business. One of the items is having an office space. Most states do not require for you to have an office space. But certain states do require for you to have a commercial office space. So if you're in a state that do not require for you to have a commercial office space, you can have your office in your home. But one of the things I realized with working with so many people over the years, most people can't really work from home. Or if they working from home, they cannot be focused because your kids are there, the fridge is there, the TV is there. You think you're home, that's when you think you need to do the laundry and do all those other stuff. So for most people, even though your state may not require for you to have an office, it may be in your best interest to have an office space, okay? So if you know that's you, you want to make sure you start looking for an office space. And when you look for an office space, whether your state requires it or not, you don't have to go all out. You don't have to get all the bells and whistles. You can get a 200 square feet office and get you a really nice office that is not expensive. But expensive is really, I don't even want to say not expensive, because expensive means different things for different people, because what expensive for me may not be expensive for you. But you can get a nice office space and it doesn't have to have all the bells and whistles, and you can start with just having one room. And in our program, Home Care Agency Foundations, to be honest and transparent with all of you, I started my agency in my closet. Yes, in my closet. But once we started growing, it was not a great idea anymore. So we had to get an office space. Also, having an office address also helped you with placing you on the first page of Google. And in our coaching program, Home Care Agency Foundations, one of the things that we teach our clients is we help them figure out the right office space and location for them. You also want to start thinking about spending investing into the fees for licensing and regulation, all those licensure or any regulatory compliance that is required. You want to make sure you do that as well, because you're going to need a license. Most states, you need a license to operate your home care agency. There are a few states where you are not required to have a license, but even in those states, there are different permits that you need to run the business regardless. And all those things have a fee. In our coaching program, Home Care Agency Foundation, we walk all of our clients to the licensing process and provide them with all the paperwork that they need to get their license. You also want to start thinking about the cost for staff recruitment, onboarding, training, and retaining those caregivers. Because you can't do this alone. You're not in business to be the caregiver, the owner, the marketer. You need staff. Whether you have clients or not, you need staff. And you'll need to be able to recruit them. Recruiting takes money. You'll be able to train them. Training takes money. You have to think about different strategies to retain those client caregivers, and all that costs money, basically. In our program, our coaching program, Home Care Agency Foundation, we help our clients put in place all those systems. Like the recruiting system, onboarding system, retention system, caregiver training system. We help them do all of that. You also have to think about training and business development. So as a owner, that's the first time owning a business. You need training. Because if you're not trained, how are you going to know how to train your staff? You need training. You need to invest in business development. You need to invest in coaching. You need guidance. Most people need guidance when they starting a business that they never started before. You also gonna need policy and procedures. You need those. Policy and procedures are basically the manual you want your agency of. You want to have all of those things in place. You're gonna need marketing. Marketing is the oxygen of your business. You're gonna need to have a budget for marketing. You're going to need software as well as hardware and setting them up. So those are some of the places that you wanna think that you will need to invest. So as you're making your budget for the first year, you wanna allocate part of your budget for each of those things that I've just shared with you. And can you do this by yourself? Absolutely. Can you do this by yourself? Yes, you can. But it's going to take you 3 to 5 years to do so. All the researches, it's going to take you a lot of mistakes, but you can do it. There's no reason for you not to do it. You can do it, but absolutely it's going to take you longer to really build the foundation to get everything that you need. But when you use a coaching program like the one that we have here, Home Care Agency Foundation, all the systems, all the processes, we already have them in place. And all you have to do is basically pick them up and put them in your agency. And that saves you times, money, and headache. It will definitely cut down your starting up, your startup time from the 3 to 5 years to less than a year, you know? So that's one of the way. And also, not only that, this helps decrease your learning curve. Because anything that you're doing new, there's a learning curve. And for some people, like I said, if you're doing this on your own, the learning curve may be 3 to 5 years. But if you get up into a coaching program like the one we offer here at Home Care Bosses United, that will decrease your learning curve and increase your earning curve. So you can get to the process of making money faster. Anything that can help you, any processes, system that will help you make money faster is a game changer. Okay, so those are some of the things to think of. If you're wondering how can you learn more about our program, our coaching program, I'm inviting you to go to our website, Home Care Bosses United, Home Care Bosses United, and there you can apply to work with us. It's a very simple process. Once you apply, you will hear back from us in a few days, and then we'll get you started with the process. Again, the website is homecarebossesunited.com. You want to go there do an application there. You'll learn more about our program and you can do an application there and you'll hear back from us in a few days. So we do get lots of applications and we are really picky about who we work with. So hold tight. You will hear back from us. So thank you so much today for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions that you'd like for us to answer live, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating. After you put the rating, make sure you give us a review. The rating and the review are different. The rating is where you see the 5-star and you choose 5-star or whatever the rating you want to give us. Then the review is where you write exactly what you think about the podcast. We want to hear what you think. And that also give us feedback and know what to bring you more into the podcast, because we're doing this podcast for you. So we want to make sure we have your input. So make sure you put that in the podcast, in the review. And if you have any questions, add the questions in the review so we can answer your question. Once you've done this, just sit tight and wait for us to answer your questions live. But if you want us to give you a live shout out, make sure you put your name in the review so we can give you a live shout out. See you in the next episode.